Tim Bogenhagen is the, what do I want to say, the director of, you're director of a lot of things. But
call me the staff liaison.
That's it. Yeah. Of the Fun Fly Zone. But you also have other tasks during the year. What else do you do, Tim?
Well, I work on the EIA staff, and this is my 25th year as a paid employee with EIA. So wow. I do all kinds of things, webinars, Hints for Home Builders videos, flying clubs, of course, ultralight and light plane technical expertise, and answering questions that come in from members, helping trying to give them information in that area.
Awesome. So I'm noticing that things are a little crazy down here this year. Are you pretty happy with the turnout?
When you say crazy, I think you mean good, right?
Yeah, crazy
so it
good.
Is crazy good down here.
It is crazy
and,
good.
It all starts with our weather, of course. The weather is crazy good.
That's
but yeah, we got a lot of activity going on here this year.
Yeah, and you have some new exciting things down in this area. Of course, over the last couple of years, you have that great Flight Fest at night mm-hmm. on every night except Wednesday and Saturday, right?
Yeah, except for the night air show.
That is bringing huge crowds down here at night.
It really is. You know, we call that Twilight Flight Fest. And think of it as an air show after the airport closes, which is what it is. And we're doing STOL planes. You know, that short takeoff and landing with the Super Cubs and Cessnas and things like that. And you're looking at it, you're like, no, that airplane isn't supposed to be able to take off and land that short, is it? I mean, you owned yeah. a Super Cub, right? And they don't normally, as a stock Super Cub.
No, I mean, not in 80 feet like you're doing out here.
It's awesome. So anyways, after they get done, what we do is we have a couple skydivers dive in, and it's a small little grass strip there amongst a lot of congestion, so it's pretty amazing the way those skydivers can really land on a dime.
Well, and you also had some kind of a really cool night drone demonstration the other
night. The RC, yeah, giant scale 3D RC, so 3D, three dimensions, and that's what they really do is they flip-flop those giant scale airplanes like you wouldn't believe.
That was
it's mind-blowing.
Cool.
Huh?
Yeah.
Even a helicopter. I saw a helicopter, and this is at night, so it's dark out. They got it all lit up, the disc of the rotors, and you just see like that round circle, and they're flip-flop, upside down, right side up, sideways, inside out. Gosh, it makes my head spin looking at it.
So let's talk a little bit about the organization down here. You have a lot of volunteers. How many volunteers do you have this year?
Oh, gosh. There's over 150 volunteers in the ultralight operation alone. And then we have the home-built rotorcraft operation, and they have a couple dozen volunteers also. So, you know, lots of volunteers, lots of hours, lots of passion. You know, the wonderful thing about volunteers, it's just awesome to be around, is the passion that they bring to the plate, you know? I mean, it's just like loving what they're doing.
Exactly. And we have a really cool lineup of very passionate people to talk to today, which is really cool. Whenever I come down here, it's just so different from every other venue at EAA. Just from an innovation standpoint, there's a lot of innovating going on down here, whereas, you know, of course, you know, RV has a new airplane, a new kit coming out this year, things
very
like
cool.
that. But and that's innovation, obviously.
Yeah.
A high wing model they unveiled. But this innovation here, like, we're going to talk to some rotorcraft guys later on in the show. That thing has no tail rotor, and it's got two main rotors that go the opposite direction. That's crazy. Some of the stuff you see down here is just,
who would have thought of that,
you know?
Who would have think of it? But the other cool thing about it, it's an ultralight under Part 103. A coaxial helicopter without a tail rotor being operated as an ultralight vehicle. That's what's really mind-blowing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we'll talk to those guys about that.
Right.
My guess is that they're requiring you to have some kind of experience before you hop in their helicopter.
Well, of course, you need training to fly any of these machines. Absolutely.
Yeah that's right. So, and also you've got, we're going to talk to a guy who flew his PBG all the way from Seattle to
Harley Milne. Oh, wow. The 50X Challenge guy. Amazing. Taking off from Sonoma, California.
Sonoma. Yeah. Wine country.
And where did he wind up?
Oshkosh.
Mecca.
Oh, Mecca. Yes, right.
Oshkosh, yeah.
Well, that's going to be a cool conversation with him when that comes along. So you have a favorite every year. What's your favorite this year? You and I were driving around down here the other day, and you were going, oh, that's cool, and that's cool, and that's cool. What's your favorite?
You know, you just put me on the spot.
Well, I know, but that's not hard to do.
They're all my favorites.
I do that every year.
You're my favorite down here, Jay Monchi. Oh, man, there's so much to see here. What's my favorite personally? Wow. You know.
Well, I know you like you have been a light sport enthusiast for a long time, right? I
mean, oh, yeah, of course.
That's your roots.
I'm an enthusiast to anything.
But, you know, you pointed something out the other day. You've got an airplane over here that looks very basic.
Yep.
And you told me it's a test stand. What is that thing? The airplane over here, you pointed out, and you say they change the engine on it all the time because it's a test stand.
Oh, yeah. Now you tripped my trigger. I'm sorry for that. I blanked out for just a second. Okay, so a Legal Eagle is a nice little home built, but yet you can build it to comply with Part 103. And Les Holman, who comes from California also, he trailered it all the way here, and he has on it a Briggs & Stratton two-cylinder V-twin. And it's considered a lawnmower engine out of your riding lawnmower. And he's optimized it to be used on an aircraft. He's got a power speed reduction unit on it, so he can turn the propeller at a slower speed, wider diameter to make good thrust. So that's the sort of innovation that really is interesting when you see guys doing that. And he's just a guy doing it, you know, but he's got an engineering mind, and he's able to kind of solve the problems and anticipate what the problems will be and work it into it. So you're right. Yes, that he's a flying test bed. Last time he was here in Oshkosh, he had a three-cylinder radial engine on it from Werner. Before that, he had a half VW engine on it. So same plane, three different engine, three different years.
Yeah, that's cool. Where do you even find a three-cylinder radial engine? I mean, you know, those aren't grown on trees.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I think these are made in Czech Republic with Werner engines.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I wonder what else they use them on.
Drones.
Drones. Okay. Yeah, so it's drones, a drone application that he reapplied. Cool. Well, tell us about the schedule down here, because I know people are interested to know. And when should I go down if I'm fly zone? Because it's good all the time. But you do have special things going on here.
Special things going on. The most special thing down in the Fun Fly Zone is the runway. And the runway is shared between ultralights, powered parachutes, home-built rotorcraft, and the Twilight Flight Fest. So let's start in the morning at 7 a.m. Powered parachutes and powered paragliders fly, and they go till 9 a.m. And then at 9 a.m., the ultralights and light sports start flying. They go to 11:30. And then at 11:30, we hand it over to our rotorcraft friends, and the helicopters and gyroplanes fly until 2:30. And then on the main runway, the air show starts, so we shut down operations. But then at 6:30, after the main runway opens back up again and the air show is over, we start flight operations on the grass runway again. So from 6:30, we do ultralights and light planes until 7:30, in which time we do powered parachutes, powered paragliders. 8 o'clock, we shut down. And then what we do is Twilight Flight Fest on the Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
And that is a spectacular show. We just talked about that. But so now people know when they should come down. I see a lot of people, you know, moving over here after the air show is over, and you had so many people here the other night. I mean, I don't think you could have held any more people.
Thousands. It's just wonderful to see. Our area is growing. More and more people are becoming aware of it and appreciating it, and I think enjoying everything that's here, the diversity that's here of the flying machines. Being up close and personal with them, I think, is really attracting a lot of people.
You know, not everybody gets to come to Oshkosh like we do every year. Some people come every 10 years or maybe even longer. So when they show up here, they have a preconceived idea of what it was like when, you know, 10 years ago. The Fantasy Flight Fest didn't even exist back then.
No, I think
we're
on
year 6.
And neither
did the Fun Fly Zone. It was ultralights back then, right? So, yeah.
It was ultralights, and our tagline was down on the farm. We are based here in a barn, which was used for horses. And so it was a converted farm, right? So the tagline was, hey, come down on the farm, watch the ultralights fly.
Yep, and here we are many years later, and you can see a lot of other things flying down here, too.
Well, that's why the tagline went away, and we thought Fun Fly Zone is just so much more appropriate because we're way more than just ultralights.
Right.
We're light sport. We're home-built rotorcraft. We're hot air balloons. We're Twilight Flight Fest. We're rotorcraft. You know, we're powered parachutes, powered paragliders, so the real diversity. Fun aircraft.
Right. Hey, we have an anniversary going on right now, don't we?
Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah. 40th anniversary of the Ultralight Vehicles Regulation, FAR Part 103. So we're really privileged to have this very simple and basic regulation that the federal government has created. And, you know, the simple, fun, and affordable factors that are in Part 103, to have it for 40 years now, the regulation is printed on a single sheet of paper. Can you imagine the FAA getting away with, like, flying?
They wanted to keep it simple.
And in this day of drones and all these other things where, you know, a drone is considered an N-numbered aircraft? It's considered an aircraft. Ultralights, Part 103, the unique thing, we're a vehicle.
Ah, yeah. No
pilot certificate, no medical certificate, no registration, no certification. We're self-regulated. And that's what EAA does. We help educate people about this and how they can operate under it safely, and so it's responsible, integrating in with all other aircraft.
That's right. Hey, we're going to take a break, Tim, and when we come back, you and I are going to talk to Harley about that cool trip he took.
Awesome.
J-Mon G on the fly. We're down at the Fun Fly Zone. Come south. Just keep coming south to the Waypoint Tower, the blue one, and you'll head on over to the grass runway and check out all the cool stuff going on. J-Mon G on the fly. We'll be right back. You're listening to EAA Radio.